Pete, before we get into it all, the shoes off summit in the middle of Edgbaston, what's all that about?
Just a moment to get a feel for the ground, literally a feel for the ground. But it's something the coach has done with us before in other venues as well. It's just a bit of grounding and trying to just, you know, you do that lap and then you can see all the different views from the ground and potentially where you might be fielding, and it just gives you an opportunity to take it all in before it all starts on Thursday.
Some inspirational stories there.
Yeah, some really good stories, and it was just an open and honest conversation, and it's great to see that, you know, some of the guys poured their heart out there and about what it meant to them, and what it meant when they were growing up as kids, watching the World Cup, the first memories of cricket, stuff like that. So it was really nice to see what Thursday means to, well, this whole tournament, but specifically playing finals, means to this group.
What would it mean to you, Peter, if you get
to get a ticket? Well, obviously means a lot. I said it out there with the boys, but for me, I've played so many World Cup semi-finals and finals in the backyard with my mates, and you're trying to be different guys and you're trying to win the games and doing all that stuff as a kid. So to actually come out here, it's basically, pardon the cliche, but it's living the dream to actually be able to do it.
Whose story was your favourite?
I'm sorry?
Whose story was your favourite?
I really liked Mitch Marsh's. He was talking about the 99 World Cup with his dad coaching at Lords, and having a photo at Lords with the World Cup trophy. So Mitch wants to be here if he is, and he wants to have a photo on the balcony at Lords, which is pretty awesome.
Was there a bit more emotion, I guess, around that kind of chat, given you've lost two guys in recent days to injury, and maybe another one kind of in doubt? Was that kind of affecting at all?
Obviously, it's really sad for those guys that have gone down. Especially so late in the tournament, and over the last 2 years, basically they've made so many runs for Australia and helped us win so many games. So, for those two guys, it was pretty gut wrenching. But they're also excited for us and excited for the group, because that's what the group's been about at the moment, and we're that camaraderie, and it's coming into it, I can see that straight away.
Has it changed at all? I mean, being you in the squad, I think 3 months ago, but has the feel around the group changed from when you were last in?
Phil still feels very, very good. Obviously, back in India and the UAE, the group was firing there, and it feels exactly the same. They've taken it straight into this World Cup, and hopefully can continue for two more games.
Yeah, how do you simplify it, mate? Because obviously, a week ago you're in Australia again, then you make a rush drive down to Manchester, and then as a reserve bat, and then you come in, and now you're fighting it out virtually for a spot in the 11. I mean, how do you simplify it all and just focus on, just playing cricket?
You just gotta try and understand what your role is. If I do play, what's going to be required of me, and then just treating it as I would any game. What my preparation is 3 days out, what it is 2 days out, what it is the day before, and just going with the same mindset that I have had for the last couple of years. And if I do play, hopefully do something towards winning the match.
Looks like Marcus is still trying some fights to remain in the squad. How's his mood been? Can you give him much chance
His mood's fine. He's a up and about character, and always ready for a laugh and having a joke about. So he'll be fine. Obviously, he's doing everything he can to get ready. It's basically in his court, so we just got to wait and see, really.
Has he got a higher pain tolerance than most people? I mean, two side strains in the World Cup, and he's still.
You've seen the size of him, though?
Yeah.
Big fella, he's all right, he's strong. So if there's anyone that can pull through this, it's the big fella.
Have you seen him play through injury before? Like, you played a fair bit of cricket with him? Like, is he a bit different like that?
I think his mental strength to be able to shut off pain or outside noise and really just zone in on the moment is really impressive. And I think that's why he has gone so far and done so well with his cricket. So yeah, hopefully he can, for his sake, you know, find a way through and play on Thursday.
See, how unsettling is all of this? I mean, I know you're one of the guys who have come in, but you know, massive squad changes, days out from a massive game or World Cup semi-final. How unsettling is all of that?
Not that unsettling. You know, the guys are a good bunch, and you know, both Mitch and I have played recently in the one days, so that we've been in and amongst the boys, and Wade's been you know, in and out for years, so everyone knows each other really well, and we know that as soon as you come in, we're buying straight into what the team needs, and we're all ready to go. We've been playing. It's not like we haven't been playing cricket. We've had one days here in the Aussie A stuff, so you know, it was a good lead in, so we're ready to go.
How is that? Is it a positive thing from an Australian perspective that you are playing England in the semi final? You're at a ground that has become a bit of a fortress when they haven't lost there for, I think, 10 games. So is that a good thing from your point of view to get you guys up for it, or is there a little bit of trepidation?
What's their stat about them? Sorry?
They've won 10 games in a row in all formats at this ground. It's a bit of a fortress, and the crowd can
cool.
get stuck in. Does that make any difference to.
Oh, no, I didn't know that stat, so.
Neither do you
really doesn't make a difference. No, I mean they're past games, so we know the crowd is amazing here. It's electric. They come out, they let you know about it, but that's part of it. That's part of playing cricket around the world, is that different venues offer different things, and yeah, we know this crowd's going to be tough, but you know, that gets us going just as much as it gets them going.
And really the whole kind of prism through which people watch England-Australia games, it obviously has kind of the Ashes as part of the tale. For you personally, what did you learn from your Ashes experience, having played against England? I know it's a different format, but the rivalry is still strong. What did you take from that maybe if you play you could bring here?
Yeah, I mean obviously the rivalry is strong, and any game, whether it's a T20, one day or test match against England, everyone seems to live for it when it's Australia or England, so there'll be plenty of energy, and it's basically, I think, whoever can stay calm for the longest out there and keep a level head, then we'll potentially go through.
What was the back end of April like? I mean, you're a staple in the team, yet in JL's words, you were brutally unlucky to miss out. You had a wedding to plan for as well. What was that couple of weeks of your life like?
April?
Yeah.
April was awesome, mate. Unbelievable. Went to Queenstown for 5 days on my Bucks trip. Got married to an amazing woman, and then went on a honeymoon for a week. So, no, April was great.
How much confidence did you leave in your UAE with Buck Mate? I know you're unlucky not to get picked in the squad, but your own batting.
Yeah, I mean, every time you take that next step up and you go to the next level, just trying to get that self-belief that you actually belong there, I think, you know, that little period there against India and Pakistan and the UAE really helped me believe in myself more than anything, and actually now I can back my skills in and back my preparation and know that I have done it, so I can continue to make runs if required.
What do you think of the pitch?
Well, it's 3 days out. I think it might change a little bit from now, so I haven't really had a close look.
Was that compulsory to have your shoes and socks off out there in that meeting?
It was, yeah. Yeah.
Is that a bit funky, or is that?
Ah, it's nice. Get a feel of grass on the feet, mate. Bit of grounding, which is, you know, a bit of negative and positive energy sort of flowing through, coming out of the earth. So, no, it's nice. It is a nice feel, and you walk around with the group and have a bit of a laugh while you're going and talk and. It's just there. Yeah. No, it's just a nice moment.
Oh, Justin's idea?
Justin's idea, yeah.
Last one. Matthew Wade, obviously he's been in really good form with the bat, but we also saw him bowling in the nets. Can you just talk us through how he's been bowling and whether he can play a role with the ball if he plays?
He'd like to think he's almost getting close to a part-timer. And unfortunately, he's actually taken a few first-class wickets now, which I think it's 7 because he constantly reminds us. So. It's tough, but you know, he could play a role there if picked as a batter. You know, a couple of handy overs. He's also been, you know, trying his hand at leg spin if the wicket turns. So, mate, it could be anything coming off the long run, coming off the short run. But well, for him, it's a short run anyway.